100 FM, the Pike, Worcester's classic hits. That's Journey at about 8:17. We start this morning under the clouds, and unfortunately, that's going to be our lot for a good chunk of the day. The good news is don't really see any rain of any large consequence, just kind of that gray look and feel in the air today. So what's going on? You realize that when Tuesdays roll around, there's something very special that we like to do here at the Pike, and you've probably figured it has to do with a little creature, with a little shell wrapped around him. We like to call it Turtle Boy Tuesday. If you're ready, we are, and off we go. Hello. There's a technical problem with this machine, Turtle Boy. It's frozen up on us.
Uh-oh. Are you a member of the Turtle Club?
I don't know what you did to upset the machinery this morning.
Why is it always my fault?
Well, it's because everything is always blamed on you. Just look on social media.
That's a good point.
You know, just look at social media, which is where a lot of people come to get a better understanding and feeling for Turtle Boy and the movement that it is here in the city. But there's more to it than that. It's not just local. It's stories that are local that really have a much larger implication. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, the Turtle and I were just talking off the air before we got rolling this morning about a problem with something very simple. Little blue ribbons.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we? What town are we talking about?
We're in the lovely town of Grafton.
All right. Okay. And in Grafton, there are blue ribbons that have been put on display to show support for law enforcement.
It's going on all over the state. The Wives of the Mass State Police Organization mm-hmm. has kind of sponsored it because, you know, police officers in this country have been under attack in several cities mm-hmm. and just in general. And so they put them up just to kind of show, like, yeah, we got your back, police. Like, there are still people out here who do support you, okay?
And support the law, which is the crucial
point
here.
The most important part about it, exactly, though. Like, the police represent law and order, okay? And they're the only thing that separates us from criminality and anarchy,
okay? That's true. Absolutely.
They risk their lives when they sign up for that, okay? And a local person in Grafton, okay, an SJW, a social justice warrior, just so we're clear about that,
okay,
recently posted the following, okay. Local friends, I'm reaching out to begin a conversation about the impact of the sea of blue ribbons in the center of Grafton. I'm not comfortable with their presence on the town common. I think the ribbons send a message that there are sides to be taken, when in fact, what is needed is a dialogue about racism and oppression. I fear these ribbons only serve to isolate minorities in our community, and she goes on and on about how they divide people and stuff like that. Now, the reason this got people fired up and a million people read this blog this week, okay, is because this is happening everywhere. It happened in Royalston, a much smaller town a few weeks ago, okay? It happened in Sunderland out in Western Mass. But now it's happening, like, in Grafton, a town right next to Worcester, you know? And people are just, they've reached their breaking point with this because people like this represent such a small fraction of thought out there.
Yes, but they are so vocal and so over the top to make their presence known that it would seem that it's a majority that holds this opinion, which it clearly is not.
And how about just the ridiculousness of the comment to say that these are divisive?
Well, first of all, to imply that you can't have blue ribbons and useful dialogue at the same time is preposterous.
Right.
Why are they mutually exclusive?
They're not. And all these ribbons say is that we support the police, which, I mean, who's against that? Do you not? How is that divisive?
Well, yes, there's more. It means more than just we support the police. What it really means is we support the lawfulness that we need to keep society organized and not to turn into a constant mob scene.
Exactly. And they're the only thing that separates. Yes, of course, there's bad apples in that profession.
Okay? In every profession.
But, you know, keep in mind, this is a woman who, yeah, first of all, she's a life coach. We looked into her business. She owns a business.
She's a life coach.
I swear to God, that's a job.
I didn't know that was a job.
Yes. And so this blog was extremely popular, right? Because people were so upset about this. Like, you know, basically enough with this lady.
Understood.
And next thing you know, it got so many hits that the life coach site, her website, was taken down. Okay?
Oh, really?
It did out of a lot of testimonials. Now, think about that for just a moment. Okay. A poor life decision made by a life coach, okay, leads to this happening. Not exactly good for business.
No, I guess not.
And yesterday, one of her supporters or somebody started emailing all Turtle Boy advertisers, telling them that they're very disappointed in them being a part of this because what this woman wrote is completely reasonable and blah, blah, blah. And I think that therein lies the problem. They think this is a reasonable thing, okay? And keep in mind just the offensive, what I'm offended by this is that to say that, you know, this is racist and oppressive and stuff like that is to assume that every person of color out there sees the police and gets triggered, okay? And is just like, oh, no, I'm allergic to the police. I find the institution of the police offensive.
And that is hardly a patent truth for anyone.
Yeah, and it's a white person speaking for them.
Yeah,
to me, that's the most offensive part about this whole thing.
A little difficult to swallow, understood.
Okay? And it's also a town that is, you know, she moved there knowing you're not going to have many black neighbors, okay? You're not, you know, and so these people
And that's not a racist statement. That's simply a statement of fact.
Right, and that my point is that these people that are crusading for social justice, you know, purposely isolate themselves far away from the people that they're allegedly standing up for. And I think that's kind of ironic.
Okay, well, to me, it's akin to, and I'm not casting judgment on anyone. This is a straightforward statement. It's akin to the person who decides, oh, I'm going to dye my hair green and pink. Mm. And then gets upset when people look at them oddly.
Absolutely.
Well, you're calling attention to yourself, so you're kind of asking for it. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying don't be surprised people look at you weird.
It's exactly it. You know, you paint your hair green, people are going to look. You get a boob job, people are going to look at that. It's like that's just how life works.
Boy, it really does come right back down to that for
of
you,
course
doesn't it?
Does.
Well, it is certainly something of interest, which is going on the Turtle Boy sports blog online right now. But if you care to weigh in on one side or the other, not just this morning, but every morning, the line remains open to you at 508-799-PIKE. Do you think blue ribbons flying in Grafton is divisive? 508-799-PIKE if you want to toss your 2 cents into the game. Well, we take a moment now and check in on the news situation. Of course, Adam is off. That's why Mark Vaux is filling in this morning. Hi, 100 FM The Pike. So what are you thinking what we're talking about this morning, huh?
I'm listening. You talk to Turtle Boy, and I agree with him 110%. I'm a resident of Grafton, and I found that article offensive. Whether she's a life coach or not, it seems in this country it's the minority that wants to always have the majority fall to what they want to do.
Well, sure, and they're going to position themselves as if they're speaking for some kind of a majority, which they're obviously not. I mean, you know people, plenty of people in Grafton. Do you hear that sentiment from any of your friends or neighbors around town?
No. I mean, I want the police to come to my house if I have a problem. And we were brought up that you do what the police tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't care what code you ask. The policeman tells you to stop, stand there.
Yeah.
Not going to get in trouble if you do what he tells you to do.
So you would say that the majority of people in Grafton would probably agree with this, that the ribbons should stay up?
Absolutely. I'm going to go out and find the biggest, brightest, bluest ribbons I can find and put them on every tree I can in my front yard.
And this is why I love the town of Grafton. It really is one of my favorite towns. It's a lovely town. Have you ever been there?
I have plenty of times, sure.
A nice gazebo downtown.
Yeah. Love the town, sure.
A lot of nice stores there. Big fan of Grafton. And the people, the way they've reacted to this, overwhelmed. It gives me like new...
faith in mankind?
Exactly. It's just like, wow, this is a town. It's like, nope, we're putting our foot down. We're not dealing with this crap anymore.
Yeah, it's a good feeling to have, too. A little pride in your hometown. It's 8:33 this morning on the Pike. Here's Eddie. Oh, 100.1 the Pike. Worcester's classic, yes, Cruisin' Bruce. I laugh because now the comments are coming in on the Facebook page. Turtle Boy, we just got a note from Tony, who simply asked where he can buy a big blue ribbon for his house.
Nice.
So, yes, the sentiment is very strong in Grafton. You know, I just learned something off the air here that really kind of disgusted me about Turtle Boy just a little bit. I always knew he was more of a football fan than he was a baseball fan. But here is the reality as it exists. Now, we know that the Patriots are going to Cleveland this weekend for Game 5 of the regular season. We also know that Tom Brady is back and ready to play. Well, at the same time, we know that Cleveland was one of the teams in the hunt to be playing against the Red Sox to kick off the baseball playoffs. I just found out that Turtle Boy, already having tickets to go to Cleveland to see the Patriots play, found that if the Red Sox lost enough games at the end of the season, they would wind up playing Cleveland in the playoffs. So he could pick up both games while he was there.
Pure luck.
And so it just nauseates me to find out you spent this last week rooting against the Red Sox so they'd have to play Cleveland.
It was awesome.
Cleveland.
I mean, because it didn't matter. They won those 11 games in a row. They did what they needed to do.
Well, it does matter. I mean, you don't want to go into the playoffs with a 6-game losing streak.
It doesn't matter. That stuff's irrelevant.
Oh,
they
brother.
Can win when they need to win. Oh. Bottom line is that...
You don't believe in rally caps either, I'll bet.
No.
No.
Okay, look it. We got our tickets in April for the Patriots-Browns, right?
Right.
Then the Brady suspension came back, and we realized this is going to be the first game back, which is awesome.
So you're excited, yeah.
Because God loves us more, and that's the way he treats us, too. And when you're a turtle boy, and you know, you do God's work, and they hook you up. So next thing you know, the Red Sox, you know, look like they're going to make the playoffs. But they won too many games in a row. They won 11 games in a row. So we're like, now they're the one seed. Now they're going to play the wild card, which is in Cleveland. Okay? Because we were like, wanted to play the Indians while we're there. It would be awesome.
So you could take in the game.
Right. So next thing you know, they lose five of their last six. They go from first to second. And, like, if they're the second seed, that means that they're going to play in Boston first and then Cleveland second, which would suck because we have to go to the Red Sox and the Patriots on the same day, and that's a long day.
That's a long day.
Men.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes, yes.
So finally, they kept losing and they got the three seed, which means they're going to play in Cleveland first. So we get to go to the game on Friday afternoon, rest up, and then go to the Patriots on. So it's like, God just keeps bestowing great things upon Patriots fans, does he not?
Yes, I'm sitting way over here for when the lightning bolt comes. Now, let me point this out. It is more than, as you mentioned a few moments ago, just any other game. This is Tom Brady probably now looking for blood, out for a little vengeance as he takes to the field, and taking on the most formidable team in the NFL.
Fire and brimstone.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. So my question to you is just how wide do you think the point spread is going to wind up being?
It probably is out. I assume it's around two touchdowns, I'm going to guess. It's going to be sad. Cleveland Browns fans know it. At least they can admit it. What I can't stand right now is, or not, I think it's humorous, our Buffalo Bills fans. You know how much
because
Buffalo
now they're
Bills
beating
fans.
Their chests because they beat our third-string quarterback.
What a bunch of sad sack of losers.
I've always hated Buffalo.
But honestly, I mean, this is sad and pathetic. They beat a third-string quarterback. Granted, they did shut us out, but it's a third-string quarterback who missed so many wide-open throws that we just said Brady would have just nailed it.
And we now know why he's third-string.
Yeah, I mean, he is what he is. We got lucky. We didn't get lucky in that game against the Texans, but the defense played out of its freaking mind.
Yeah.
That's why we won 27-0. They fell back down to earth. Tyrod Taylor is a good quarterback. I'll give him that. I like Tyrod Taylor. I thought the Bills did a good job. But we would have won that game, obviously, if Brady was playing. Bills fans know that.
It seems to me that the Turtles' prediction right at the outset of the season, knowing that TB was out for the first four games, I believe the Turtle predicted a 3-1 run, which is exactly what it turned out to be.
Yeah, I thought the loss of
Although
the
I don't think that if I put the screws to you at that point before the season started, you would have picked the Buffalo game as being the one we lost.
It would have been Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which
that
makes a lot more sense.
Potentially Houston, but probably Arizona. They did play well, but it's just the fact that, you know, we were saying the other day, what makes Patriots fans so blessed is that I can remember each and every regular season loss for like the last 10 years the Patriots have ever had, because we hardly ever lose in the regular season. Okay. And honestly, it doesn't even really matter because we're going to be in the AFC Championship game. Obviously, we're going to win the division. Obviously,
wow.
The Bills will not be in the playoffs.
Strong
obviously.
Confidence
what?
Over here.
Five times in a row. It's like clockwork. Of course, we're going to be in the AFC.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you are a Patriots fan and you want to call and feel free to support the local boys, give us a buzz at 508-799-PIKE. If you are a Cleveland fan, I encourage you to give me a buzz, and we will arrange for your transportation back to the mistake on the lake.
Yeah.
The views expressed by Turtle Boy do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its management, or other reps.
100 FM, The Pike, Worcester's Classic Hits, rolling with the cars at 8:55. Cars are rolling pretty well in the city. It looks like a little mist has broken out. The clouds have dropped down low. This is not going to be a rainy day, but it's certainly not going to be a pretty one either. Just some occasional nuisance mist and drizzle until we start to break out of it in the afternoon. I'm Cruising Bruce. It's Turtle Boy Tuesday, every Tuesday morning. And Turtle, a noteworthy story of issue here in The Pike in the last week or so has been the act and then the subsequent following up of finding the perpetrator because of some fires at a Walmart. Uh-huh. Now, this happened was it about a week ago? Am I correct? And it was the Walmart, was it the one in Sturbridge?
Sturbridge, that's
all
correct.
Right. Which is, of course, a nice area.
Right.
And the Walmart there as well. I mean, let's face it, Walmart's all do kind of look the same wherever you go.
Yeah.
But just a wonderful neighborhood, great people in Sturbridge, and then this one
Southbridge hood rat.
One individual. Well, let's be careful with the epithets.
Okay, like, first of all, when it happened, like, what? There were Vegas betting lines on the town the person was from who lit that fire.
And which town was leading in the odds?
There was a heavy favorite, according to Vegas, Southbridge.
Southbridge, okay. Well, it's pretty close by.
Okay. But that was just the heavy favorite.
Don't start picking on our city of license. We're proud to be licensed to the city of Southbridge.
Yes, lovely place. So, anyway, the girl who did it, they kind of put like an APB on her. You know, you go on her Facebook page.
Now, they knew it was her because they had video?
Yeah, they got video of her. She lit three fires in the store.
What, in the stock area?
Just in the purses. She lit purses on fire and like a couple other areas. And then, they got video camera of her just, like, walking away from all three fires. They tried calling her phone right afterwards when they looked at the videos. She didn't answer.
No, they got a message that said, I'm sorry, I'm out lighting fires right now, but...
Yeah, here's the most messed up part. She goes to the Stop and Shop next door to use the bathroom. That's, like, her alibi. And she starts talking while she's in there to some employee. Uh-oh. And she starts telling them that somebody lit fires in there, which... It was unknown that it was intentional at the time. Okay. So she starts spilling the beans, and then she starts saying they're just like the fires that were in Southbridge last week, because there were a couple fires in Southbridge last month at these apartment buildings that they haven't caught the arsonists who did it yet. And she compares it to them. Who makes a reference like that? Okay, that like it was just like it was with these fires. It's like,
so you're saying this woman is not necessarily bound for the Criminals Hall of Fame?
I'm saying she might be a serial arsonist. I'm not saying she is.
No,
okay?
but
she has tendencies, and she's like, we've all had a bad day at work before. We've all dreamed.
But you don't actually light the place on fire.
Yeah, you don't follow through on it. It's
amazing. First of all sorts of damage. Second of all sorts of potential harm to life.
Jail.
Jail, and then forget that. I mean, you're putting a blot on your record that may never go away.
Yeah, and now the family was in court last week, and they're talking about pleading insane and all this stuff. And I'm just kind of sick of everybody being crazy. Like, using that as a defense. Like, nah, I mean, you're crazy, but you're not, like, crazy crazy. Like, you are just a crazy person.
All right. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me join in that rant for one thing. And this is something I've said all my life, and it's one of the most frustrating things to me in our legal system. I despise the phrase, and I quote, not guilty by reason of insanity, end quote. I feel that because the crime happened, it should be guilty, but by reason of insanity. It happened, it was done, this person did it. So this person is guilty, but this person, he or she, is not responsible because of insanity, if that really is what happened in that situation. Of course, in this situation, it's hard to buy into that if this person has no such history.
First of all, the girl, she's what we call a junior smoke show. She looks very attractive. Okay.
And smoke.
Yes, this is what we call hot girl syndrome.
Where do you come up with these?
I don't know. So bottom line is that she is very attractive, right? And when you're attractive, you get your way a lot. Like, you're used to it. You're not used to being told no.
Yeah,
now she's a cashier at Walmart. She's being degraded kind of probably for the first time in her life. And she's just like, nope, this is what I do when I don't get my way. I burn things, or I smack a boyfriend, or and it's like, this is what hot girls have
been
getting
away with. Isn't somebody who is particularly attractive easily able to get attention in other ways?
No, but they're not. You're missing my point. It's that they're not used to setback. They don't deal well with it. They always get their way. And so she's like, I don't know this woman, but I guarantee if she gets dumped, if she's ever been dumped, it's not a pretty breakup, okay? Because you don't dump her.
She's
a hot chick.
I see that.
Right? And so, you don't treat her with disrespect at work, because she will burn this to the ground. Don't be fooled.
Even though the two have nothing to do with each other.
Right. And so it's like, she's got hot girl syndrome. That's what I would be. If I was her lawyer, that's what I would be pleading. Hot girl syndrome.
Wow. If you were anyone's lawyer, I would be worried about our legal system in this country.
No, I would be getting people off left and right.
Yikes.
Yes.
Well, keep in mind, it is Turtle
that
Boy.
Didn't sound right.
No, I really don't. And I'm going to clip that out later and use it against you for when I need it. It's Turtle Boy Tuesday, every Tuesday morning, starting at 8 o'clock. You never know what the turtle's going to come out with. But if you want to catch up on more what's happening locally and regional and beyond, of course, you can always go to the blog, which is turtleboysports.com. Or look them up for their occasional appearances on social media when they're not being banned like Tom Brady. So, yes, exactly. So thanks for joining us once again this morning, Mr. Turtle. Good to have your presence felt here.
Thanks for having me.